Well, welcome to the Blackrock Castle Cafe. We have just recorded the podcast, Business Jazz, and I'm sitting here with Roger Overall and wires and mics and pieces of equipment and iPhone, a MacBook Pro, all sorts of things here, Roger. This is not affiliate marketing for Apple, by the way, but how did this week's podcast go, in your opinion?
I thought it went really well. I thought we were able to knit together Chris Sprogan's email and sort of real business issues in the world that people will recognise.
What we did is we discussed the latest email from Chris Sprogan and the reference to a campfire and all the ideas that were in that. But we linked them into particularly Instagram, but also BP. And other, and the BBC to a certain extent, how a company could use the idea of a community in order to help deal with a crisis.
Yeah, to recover from a crisis, yeah. And I think it was, it flowed. I mean, we didn't have our usual literary reference.
No, there was no poetry in this week, but we did actually apply ourselves to making a connection. What I liked about it was that it was at least an honest effort to try to apply the thinking in Chris Brogan's email to a situation which could apply to anybody's business, which is, you know, you start losing a load of your customers, what could you do about it? I mean, we did it on the run as usual, but it's certainly, I have never had such a long conversation with you about crisis management.
No, I didn't.
And I didn't actually come here along here this morning expecting that that was what we would do.
But it was, and I think it adds, I think when you're able to take something and apply it to concrete situations, concrete examples in the real world of business, I think it helps. I think it's a real... Look, we do the podcast because we want to help people understand concepts. We want to help people succeed in their business. And I think being able to apply what Chris Brogan and others send out in their weekly emails to concrete situations, I think is a really good educational tool. It's a good conversational tool for ourselves as well, because it helps me understand things.
Well, it was a proper working conversation, really. I felt that we were working on something that we'd never worked on before, but I also then thought that it was nice to add Chris Brogan's own voice. We kind of randomly picked a few bits of Chris Brogan's podcasted version of his newsletter. What did you think of that as a variation.
I thought the first one, and you choose these at random, so you've no idea what he's going to be saying, worked perfectly, worked really well. The second one I thought was hilarious because you put the needle and the play point wherever it was, and I guarantee that you were not expecting it to be Chris saying, promoting his own podcast and doing what he said. But I thought you handled it brilliantly and managed to knit it in really well.
Well, you're absolutely right. I got a bit of a shock and I thought to myself, all right, I said to myself, look, I've gone too far in, damn it. I wish I'd gone to an earlier bit. But it's my primary objective in turning on Chris Brogan's voice during the podcast was to add colour to the sound that you and I were making. I really did think that, you know, I do take seriously the idea that you need to hold people's attention at the level of variety as well as at the level of ideas.
Agreed.
And that, you know, it felt like time for a little, you know, extra help.
That's the benefit we have now that Chris...
And I think Chris Brogan is so damn different from you and me.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's American, he's got a different sound to his voice. I don't know what other people think of his voice, but I certainly think it adds a huge lot to the mix here.
Definitely adds another layer, excuse me. And I like it when you do it, because it's also... What we now also have, and this is just as on a... a practical level is we now have, we're never going to be stuck with something to say. If the conversation grinds to a halt, we can now always go, let's go to Chris Brogan and see what he says. You know, Chris has given us this amazing gift that the conversation will never flag. We'll never be in a jazz band, the two of us, looking at each other going, oh, now weren't you supposed to play the next note? Because we can always go, let's bring in Chris.
There was a previous episode of the podcast in which we allowed a silence to occur, and it probably ran for about 9 seconds, you know, which can feel like an age when you're recording something. But I do have to admit that I think that we could do with a bit more silence in life in general, you know, as an overall approach to things. We're rushing and charging around and speaking so much and thinking so much. Pure silence while everybody has ideas of their own.
That is a very fine description of overall's approach to, if you're talking about an overall approach, yes, that is a very fine description of an overall approach to life. Yes, maybe we would all benefit.
So, any other thoughts, Roger, on this week's podcast?
Let's see. I was distracted to begin with because we lost possibly the most minuscule piece of foam that you will ever imagine it could possibly exist off the one of our microphones. Those kind of little details annoy me. I like having all my gear together and I like everything. So that kind of irked me and I was a bit worried that that might prey on my mind and distract me. The other thing was it did get very noisy, but I think it usually works out really well, so I've given up worrying about that. And I sensed that I was very enthusiastic and almost breathless in my conversation today.
Yeah, you were falling over yourself with enthusiasm. And I actually very deliberately at one stage wanted to get you to be very specific about what you had gained out of reading an email from Chris Brogan. And I thought you responded to that with great gusto. And certainly I felt that the listeners will have enjoyed you being positive, but they also would gain a lot out of knowing what specifically you found useful.
Yeah, and I'm not sure I answered that question quite fully in the podcast, but we'll have to...
Well, who knows? We'll have to see.
Isn't it funny how you can barely... You have a conversation in a podcast like that, and I can barely remember what was said. I don't know how that is for you. Can you remember the conversation, how it flowed and how we went from topic to topic and what things were said?
Yeah, well, if I took a run at it and applied myself to thinking about it, I could probably I have an ability to recall conversations when I can't remember bits of information, but I could actually remember the kind of flow of things as they went through. You see, when you come straight out of recording, first of all, you have all the sensations of, we've done it, right? That's finished now. I need there's an energy change, if you like. It's a bit like saying, oh, God, we're off duty. No longer on duty, you know, whatever it is, you know,
we're off duty. Nobody's recording.
We're off duty. We can say anything we like now without worrying about it. And this kind of...
The irony is, it's kind of, okay, we're off duty. Nobody's recording this now. When here you are, 10 inches from my face, there's an iPhone recording every word.
Yeah, but there's something different about the... I'm quite sure that there's a greater degree of levity in this kind of conversation after it's all finished than there is during the podcast itself.
What do you base that on?
I don't know. An instinct, I suppose. Yeah. All right, so look, we've reached the end of our review, I think, unless there's something you want to add into it. We stuck entirely with Chris Brogan. We didn't bring anybody else's email into it this week. Who knows what we'll do next week? And we'll just keep on doing it, really. And there's certainly, if people listening to this review of the podcast can think of any way that we can, you know, increase the reach of the podcast, as he borrowing a word from the impact equation, reach. We want to increase the reach of father of the podcast, I'd be very grateful to hear.
Me too. And if anybody wants to recommend the podcast to anybody, or in fact recommend the after recordings to anybody, please do. Please distribute them. Help us grow the podcast. We'd be very grateful.
Yeah, the more people who listen, the better it will be, actually. You know, the more people who listen. Yeah. Although I actually always just talk to you.
Yeah.
You know.
Isn't this just it?
We do a one-to-one conversation.
We just chat selfishly between the two of us and we let people eavesdrop.
People listen in. Okay, that has been the review of the Business Journal podcast, and that has been recorded in front of a fire in the Blackrock Castle Observatory while we're both drinking what looks awfully like raspberry and some other stuff in here. Okay, thanks very much for listening to us.